Good morning, everyone.
Right. Afternoon.
Is it afternoon already? My theme of my talk today is probably stoned waffle. Should we go there? Am I doing alright now? 10 minutes a day for the LCA. That's the first thing I wrote down. And then another three words was spiritual, medical, and recreational. Uses of cannabis. Of the herb.
Sorry, mate. Sorry, I can't get it up there. That doesn't make it easier for you.
Don't you? So I love it all. So it suits me, like having a waffle and all that stuff. Making a laugh out of life sometimes, as we all should do, you know. Laughter's a bloody good medicine, isn't it, on the choir? Do we all agree?
Yeah.
No giggles, please, thank you. Right, where was I? Spiritual, medical, recreational. Quick three words there, really, isn't it? Covers a lot. But let's leave the spiritual alone for a bit, so I'm not that sort of way inclined for about 3 minutes, all right? Medical, well, we all know the benefits of that, especially Granny Pam, Chris, loads of us around here using it medical. We love it. Am I standing too close?
It's too loud.
To take it medically, I mean, you're alleviating yourself from pain or whatever's going on. And then at that point, like I said on a radio station the other day, what am I going to do when I start enjoying the cannabis? Put it down? Start feeling guilty? Oh no, this cannabis is giving me a nice elevated feeling from the mundane, where things are looking nice in life, and I'm not worried about what's going on. But I might be effective at what's going on. I'm not worried, but I might be effective. Oh, you know what I mean. Anyway, I was going to dig myself a deeper hole there by trying to explain it when I don't know what I'm explaining. But being out of pain, I don't know. There's another borderline there, because that's almost spiritual to me, being out of pain. I don't like being in pain. I feel like trapped by my own body. Then I find a magical wisdom weed, a herb, that then releases me away from that little bit of... Personally, I've got a back problem. I've had like a couple of back operations at the bottom of the vertebrae, and the nearest thing where you can explain that is like a toothache. And I've had a toothache lately, so it's reminded me a little bit of it. More herb, and suddenly, I want to socialise with people. There's the recreational part when I took my medicine, yes. And the spiritual part is I'm feeling good about life. And there's all these crazy laws that, you know, Rocky was mentioning, and Anslinger's days, and people have been going on, you've been on about the stupid laws that are going on and holding back, the reasons why they're holding back. Why are they frightened of a medicine that's healing people? Why are they worried about it? What are we doing to them? And we're saying, excuse me, this is something that works for the individual. And then we go and meet other people and we say, we have a good laugh when I say we meet other people. We meet other people recreationally. I think this is why I'm getting involved in and out of these three areas, because there's no actual borderlines. Anyway, where was I? 10 minutes a day for the LCA, right? That's my side waffle bit. I hope you enjoyed that. You can sit down, turn your machine on, computer, anybody who's got a machine, do a couple of posters on the LCA site when it's open, and write a few letters, should write a few petitions, join a few petitions. I mean, have Sunday off, just do 60 minutes a week, 10 minutes a day for the LCA. What are you going to do? You know, find something you haven't... Find a bit more information about the herb. Find another site where somebody's going to tell you something you might not know. Or I liked on your site where you had all the statistical figures for deaths from 1990 that I've not been able to find any since. And I think I found them off of a guy called Stuart Cosgrove, who did a series called Hooked. I can't find any reference to on the internet, so if anybody's got any reference to that, I'd love to see it. Pardon? Right, well, he did the Hook series, and I thought that was pretty good, and he brought into, like, drugs without the borderlines of legality and just had a look at the effectualness of what was going on about it. I thought it was a really good program. I got all my facts and figures from there. What else was I going to say? Back onto the 10 minutes for the LCA bit. It's not hard to sit down and write a few letters or sign a few petitions, but we need to be a bit more organised. And then if we do 10 minutes a day, 6 days a week, get that 1 hour, then we won't be sitting here year after year talking about legalising the herb when really common sense should have done this years ago. And you know, reefer madness, it keeps rearing its ugly head up every week. I see some article in the paper that I think, oh no, here we go again. Little words sculpture to make us all look a bit stupid for taking a wisdom weed. Dope, for instance. I hate the word dope when it's associated with marijuana. It's just not nice, is it? Anyway, that's me finished. I just want to wish everybody a good conference. And just reflect on a little bit of what I've said, because I will later. I'll be thinking, why did I say all that? Anyway, have fun, right? Bye-bye.
Thank you.